In any major city, you see it. People living on the sidewalks with no home to go to, and often a loyal dog cuddled next to them. A group of volunteers and academics have now found that keeping these pets healthy may be a way of keeping their owners healthy, too. Joanne Silberner of Seattle reports.
Ask a homeless person about their pet, and you might hear something like this.
Yay, Rowan!
Rowan is a 4-year-old chocolate lab who has been part of Amanda Richards' life for the last 3.5 years. 2 of those years were spent on the streets of Seattle.
You have to be constantly cognizant of your environment. Is there danger? But some of that is relieved when you have someone or an animal watching your back.
Richard had been stunned to find herself homeless after emotional trauma and a brain injury. She now has a home. When she didn't, Rowan was her lifeline, an antidote to the tension of life on the streets.
Rowan is my best friend. She's there through it all.
Richard now volunteers at a unique twice-a-month clinic called One Health. It's run by the University of Washington, Washington State University, and Neighbor Care Health in downtown Seattle. The free clinic is the brainchild of the dean of the WSU Vet School and Peter Rabinowitz, who's a physician and a professor at the University of Washington.
So a lot of times people come and they say, I need care for my animal because I know my animal needs care. And they may not emphasize right at the beginning that they actually could use some health care themselves.
Clients at the clinic come for their pets' problems, and they might just share those same problems. A dog may have a rash from sleeping in a wet tent.
And by finding the problem in the animal, you can then suspect that maybe the person has the same problem and you can provide sort of joint treatment. And ideally, pick up that there's an environmental problem that needs to be dealt with as well.
Patients, that is, pets and their people, are greeted by a volunteer, usually a medical student who gets a little bit of the pet's history and may ask if people would like some medical care, as long as they're there already. Then on to the veterinarian. Today it's Katie Kuhl. She's an instructor with Washington State University. She sees a lot at the clinic.
Dogs, cats, rabbits, ferrets.
Kuhl has medications and vaccinations for pets that need them. The clinic also helps with mental health issues.
If we can help to intervene with that human's anxiety, but at the same time make the pet's behavior easier for that human to deal with, so it's less of a stressor and trigger for their own problem, then we're going to have success from both sides.
After the veterinarian, facilitators offer people the chance to see one of the doctors or nurse practitioners on hand. And today, the county's offering routine vaccinations for people. Towards the end of the day, Justin Howard comes in with a quiet, soulful, tan and white dog who looks to be part beagle and part pit bull.
His name is Maximus Howard.
Justin Howard once had a partner and children. He lost them, he said, because he was a bad dad with drug problems.
I've lost a lot through my life. Taking care of my dog is pretty much why I get up in the morning.
Howard got a checkup. Maximus got vaccinations. Max is 11 years old, and Howard's greatest fear is that something will happen to his dog.
Honestly, I don't know where I'd be without Maximus. I don't know.
Howard says he wants people to know just how important the clinic is to him and Max. For Here and Now, I'm Joanne Silberner.